Fantastic. Thank you so much. Just want to remind you, this is a picture of our family for the latest updates. So I really want to thank Ngawi Baps, thank Ange, the mission committee, for, and as a church, as individuals, you guys have supported us big time, whether through prayer, through love, through care, and financially, individually. A lot of you have taken the challenge to just be supportive as well, and we really, really appreciate it. And that's what made this partnership awesome. And we just thank God for you, for being part of us. And, you know, we have an MBC Baptist Church in Lebanon now, and it's a little MBC. So this beautiful passage I love so much. I'm going to take it in a different way that you probably have seen. And that is the title of my message is Becoming a True Disciple. I believe becoming a true disciple is really what is on the heart of our Lord Jesus. It is what we should be all about, becoming true disciples. More than anything else, Jesus invested his life, his time, his energies, his love, his teaching in making disciples, not converts. And we see the way he spent it with the 3, with the 12, with the 70, with the 120. Jesus was on making disciples. That was his mission. And you see, disciples are what we're supposed to be on about. I believe a true disciple of Jesus should be the most important thing in our life also. You see, our Lord, just before leaving for heaven to give the final farewell, the final charge, what did he say when he gathered the disciples before leaving? He said, go and make disciples. Be disciples and make disciples. If Jesus said that, we need to go, yes, sir. You see, while our Lord loves those who come to him and are saved and are converts and they're saved by grace and they're going to heaven because of his grace, but I want to tell you, Jesus died much more than for us to be converts. He wants us to be his disciples. Why? Because only disciples, I believe, give him the greatest honor through their lives. Only disciples impact their world around them and turn it upside down like they did in the book of Acts. Converts remind me of those who go to the movies, they watch the movie, they eat the popcorn, enjoy it, and go home no different. Disciples live the movie. They make a difference. They impact. They are salt and they are light. And disciples are what really give Jesus the greatest honor and joy. One author said, if we're willing to learn the meaning of real discipleship and actually become disciples, our life would be transformed, filled with power, and the effects that you will have on others would be staggering. Friends, many call themselves Christians, but few follow Jesus as true disciples. Why? Why? Because few understand what true discipleship is all about, and few are willing to pay the price of becoming a disciple. Well, this morning, just very briefly, I want to share how to become a true disciple from this passage that we just read. Number one, you become a true disciple when you answer Christ's call. You become a true disciple when you answer Christ's call. That passage says, Jesus calls, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. He says, come to me. That's the key word. Discipleship is about us coming to Jesus. It's about us coming and believing in him, repenting and following him as our Lord and Savior. And his call is, come to me. And to no one else. Have you come to him as your Savior? Have you believed that he died for your sins and paid for them? Have you said, Lord, forgive me. I want to give you my life. I want to follow you as my Savior. Because that's where it's all about. Jesus, that's his call. It doesn't start with me. It starts with Jesus. He takes the initiative and he calls. He says, come to me. And I will save you. I will save you. And so this morning, I encourage you, if you have not yet, come to him. You might have come to a church. You might have come to a denomination. You might have come to many things, but I tell you, you can come to everything and have nothing unless you come to the one and only Jesus Christ, the Savior. You see, in Lebanon, we're filled with Catholicism, and I respect the part of Catholicism that I live and work with. But a lot of people, they come to St. Paul, they come to St. Peter, they come to Mary. But I want to tell you, Jesus says, come to me. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. It's only by coming to him that we can find rest. No one can give that to us. What is that rest? It is a rest from the judgment of God on sin. It is from the hell that awaits everyone who rejects Jesus Christ. It is the rest from the dominion of Satan and sin over our life. It is a rest that we will have for eternity and enjoy the life that God has promised us. It is a rest where we enjoy the peace and the joy and the love of God. He will give rest. So Jesus calls us to come to him. Number two, you become a true disciple when you've accepted the conditions of Christ. That's the second. You want to become a disciple? You don't have to accept the conditions of Christ. What are these conditions? Well, very clear. He says, take my yoke upon you. That's his condition. Take my yoke upon you. Do you want to be a disciple of Christ? You've got to take his yoke. His yoke. Now, what is this yoke? Very, very briefly, a yoke is a piece of wood, especially shaped piece of wood, that you put on the necks of two oxen. And there's a straight piece of wood that comes across with a sharp blade underneath, and the guy stands and he plows the ground with those two oxen. But Jesus said, take my yoke. You see, if the yoke is not on those two oxen, It is used to train these oxen to do hard work and to plow the field. If it's not on their necks, they will not do anything. They will not be trained. They will be useless, just like beautiful wild horses that you can never ride. And Jesus says, you need to take my yoke upon you so that I can train you, so that I can plow the world through your life. That I can make a difference, that I can do a work that will give me the honor and the glory that I deserve. What does it mean to take his yoke? Not only is it, number one, of course, it is to surrender the control of your life to him, that he may train you, that he may drive your life, that he may lead your life, not you. And Jesus wants disciples who say, Lord, it's not about me. It's about you. I surrender to your lordship, to your control. Please, Lord, train me, lead me, guide me, plow through my life, and do all that you want to do. So it's about surrender and control. The other thing about taking the yoke is that, you see, there were two oxen. And what did it do? When it had on their necks, it brought them together. It made them one. And they worked together. It brought them in relationship. There was one, you know, stronger oxen and one younger oxen. But together, when they were in that yoke, they were able to what? To plow the land. This is all about relationship. It's about relationship. Being a disciple of Jesus, having that yoke, what Jesus is saying, I want to be in relationship with you. I want to do life together with you. I want to work with you at work. I want to do your housework with you. I want to raise the kids with you. I want to do marriage with you. I want relationship, not religion. Religion is all about, you know, did I put money in the plate? Did I come to church? Did I appease you, God? I'm doing this, I'm doing that so that you'll be happy with me. Jesus is not about us doing religious works. It's about relationship. He wants to know you, want you to know him. He wants to laugh with you and walk with you and talk with you. And it's all about relationship. And so that's what the yoke is also about. The yoke is also about
When Jesus said, if you want to follow me, you've got to deny yourself, take up the cross, and follow me. You have to become a disciple of Jesus, to take on his yoke. But you've got to deny yourself, die. Die to yourself, and let Christ live through you and in you. That's what Paul said. No longer I that live, but Christ who lives in me. That's what differentiates a disciple from a convert, is letting Christ live through you. A convert is full of themselves. What I want, where I want to go, what I like, what I feel like, what I don't feel like. A disciple says, what does the Master want? He lets Jesus live through him. She lets Jesus change and live and talk and interact and do all those things that he wants to do through our life. And so Jesus is calling us to take that yoke. Number three, you become a true disciple by being willing to learn from Jesus. What did he say in that passage? Jesus said, learn of me, for I'm gentle and humble of heart. To become a true disciple, you've got to learn from Jesus. You learn of me. Learn of Jesus. So what is all that about? Of course, you can't be a disciple of Jesus unless you learn from Jesus. Unless you open his word and let him speak to you. Learn what he says. Learn who he is. Learn what he wants you to be. Learn how to talk, how to walk. Learn of me. Learn from me. And so Christ wants us, true disciples are teachable. Mate, I don't know where we get that idea. We never arrive. We never arrive at learning. We need to keep learning, learn and keep on learning the Word of God. And let Jesus teach us lesson after lesson. Let the Holy Spirit guide us and walk with us through these pages. Open, let the Word of God feed you and nourish you and teach you. And reveal Jesus more and more. And reveal our hearts more and more. How maybe selfish, how maybe self-centered or prideful or whatever. We learn by learning from Jesus, learn his word, understanding his word. But not only do we learn intellectually here, we've got to be careful that we learn also, we learn from him, as in we imitate him. To learn from Jesus, not just doing Bible study after Bible study. It's not just getting, you know, programmed here, but it's also coming into here and invading here and changing us. And when Jesus says, learn from me, he says, imitate me. Imitate me. The Master wants disciples who imitate him. When you get an apprentice, you give him all the things to do, and that's great. And he listens and he takes notes. But what's more important is that he watches the Master. He sees how the Master does it and he does it like him. He imitates the Master. And Jesus is saying, imitate me. A disciple, you become a disciple. When you are a learner, you learn to understand who the Master is, but you learn to become like the Master. That is a disciple after Christ's own heart. And so he's calling us to become like him. Finally, to become a disciple is to experience Christ's power. To become a disciple, it is about one who is experiencing Christ's power. What does he say? Let's have a look at it. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What? Your yoke is easy and the burden is light? How is that? Well, some say, in other words, that living under the Lordship of Jesus is easy and light in comparison to the Old Testament law of keeping the commandments and traditions. And absolutely true that it is way, 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 way better living with Jesus than under the laws and traditions. Now, while the demands of discipleship may seem very demanding, but this is because we don't give up control. But when we let go and surrender to Jesus, you'll realize that really his yoke is easy and his burden is light. How is that? How is that? How can doing all that be easy and light? Well, there is a key to it. The Bible says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, with the oxen, there's a stronger one and a younger one, right? Not only are they put there for relationship, as I said, but they're together. Also, we talked about learning. Together, the younger one and the older one, the younger one learns from the older one, okay? And he learns to do the right thing by looking at the older one and following the older one. But then we come to the last stage. The burden is light and easy. Yoke is light. Burden is easy. How is that? Well, pardon the example, but I like using that. I think Christ, in a sense, is in that yoke. He is the one who's stronger. He is the one, and I'm the one who's younger. You're the one who's weaker and younger. As we walk with Jesus in relationship, close, we walk in relationship with him. We learn who he is and how to do things. But also the awesome thing is, as we come to the last point, a disciple is one who experiences Christ's power. You see, when Jesus is in that yoke with you, he's the one who's stronger. He's the one who's mighty. He's the one who's powerful. So he's the one who's carrying most of that load. And he gives you a little bit to train you, to get your muscles a bit stronger and stronger. But he's the one who's carrying. And that's why it makes it easier and light. You see, Jesus is the one who gives us the power. Jesus is the one who gives us the strength. How do we face tomorrow without him? Can't. When you're going through hard times, when you go through painful times, when you go through loss, it is he who is with you in that midst of that pain and that loss and that fear and that anxiety. He is there to give you strength. He is there to carry that burden with you. And we got to learn how to let him carry it with us. A lot of the times, you know, he is there and we don't let him carry with us. We just, I'll do it on my own, you know. I'll be Frank Sinatra and I'll do it my way. But Jesus says, do it my way. Let him carry it with you. He is there. He's the stronger one. You see, when I was speaking about Jesus not letting his disciples go anywhere, he says, but I want you, when he was leaving, he wanted them to go and preach the gospel. But he says, before you do that, you go and wait on me. And they waited on God. They waited through prayer, through reading the word. And as they did that, he promised them that the Holy Spirit would come and he would fill them and he would empower them. And then they will go out and be witnesses. You can't go out in your strength. We are feeble. We are sinful. We are weak. All that you can think, we're humans. But when we allow the Spirit of God to fill us, when we allow the Lord to empower us, we are able to be, as Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. And therefore, we will be able to do amazing things as we allow his Spirit, allow his grace, allow his might to be experienced through our lives. And so, my friends, I encourage you, I encourage me, to experience Christ's power. Don't be a Christian who is always weak, who is always down, who is always beaten, who is always defeated, who has no fruits. My dear friends, we have the power of God living within us. Abide in me, Jesus said, and I in you. For without me you can do nothing, but if you abide in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Friends, we are called to be true disciples. And we do that by answering his call. We do that by saying, Lord, I'll take those conditions. To take the yoke is to take your conditions, Lord. Whatever you lay upon me, I'll deny myself. I'll be in relationship with you. I'll let you drive my life. Not only, I want to learn, Lord. I want to learn. I want to become a disciple by learning whatever you have for me. I want to imitate you. And Lord, I want to experience your power in my life. Amen. And as we do that, we will witness. We will impact people. Our marriages will be better. As husbands, we will be better by the grace of God. As wives, you will love. You know, as children, as young men and women, we will honor God more. We will glorify the Lord more. But friends, we need to be a people called to be true disciples. Otherwise, the Lord will not get all the honor that he deserves. He will not get all the glory that he deserves. And he deserves all the glory, all the honor. And as we truly become his disciples, we will see people around us turned upside down. May we this morning say, yes, I want to be a true disciple in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Just want to encourage you this morning. Just talk to God just for 1 minute or two. Just say, Lord, I've heard your word. And you're calling me to be a true disciple. Will you help me to be that this morning? Make a commitment. So I want to be a true disciple. Father, thank you this morning for your beautiful presence. Thank you for this wonderful church that meets here, that loves you. Thank you for the leadership. Thank you, God, for the faithful shepherds of this church. Thank you for the love that is here, for the word that is taught so faithfully. I thank you with all my heart for such a family. Lord, together we want to live no less than becoming your disciples. We want to love you more than a football, more than a hobby, more than a job. We want to love you more than anyone else. Would you please let your hand be upon each one this morning. Set us apart to be true disciples. In the name of Jesus. And everybody said, Amen.